Pennsylvania grandmother celebrates 100th great-grandchild. I always wanted a big family. By Ethan Lechtman on August 15, 2022. Growing up as an only child, 99-year-old Peggy Collar always wished for a big family. Now, she is celebrating her 100th great-grandchild. Peggy, who is of Montgomery, Pennsylvania, came close to not having the large family she desired as she had applied to become a nun during high school. "I actually applied when I was a junior in high school," she told WPVI. However, William, her future husband, talked her out of it, and they eventually got married. Together, they had 11 children and then welcomed a whopping 56 grandchildren. Peggy's descendants consist of a wide range of professions, including lawyers, teachers, real estate developers, and even one son who runs the Collar Funeral Home, which is the family business, WPVI reported. Recently, Peggy got to meet Collar William Balster, her 100th great-grandchild, named after her last name and her late husband. "First thing out of the hospital, we went to Grandmom's," introduced her to Collar. "She was absolutely ecstatic," said Collar's mother, Chrissy Balster. Peggy not only got to celebrate her 100th great-grandchild but also her 101st, as Chrissy's cousin also welcomed a new baby. WPVI noted that both babies are happy and healthy. According to Chrissy and her husband, Patrick, faith and family are the two secrets that have contributed to Peggy's longevity. They also added that Peggy works out twice a day. "Peggy's large family is a wish that she always wanted and is now blessed to have. I wanted to have a big family. I think it's difficult being an only child, it's lonely," Peggy said. While seemingly rare, Peggy is not the only one to be blessed with many descendants. In 2020, Breitbart News highlighted a North Carolina grandmother who had not only 88 great-grandchildren but also 49 great-great-grandchildren and even one great-great-great-grandchild. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.